Yeah. Hey.
I should check the Zoom. Nope. Zoom's fine. You were doing it on purpose!
I always chill out over here. I always do.
All right. You know what? New show, then.
They get me for 7 hours. We could have this. They know I'm here. Uh-huh. They could see my body language a little bit, but then it's mostly you. I like this better anyway. Let's just reverse it, Colby and Seth. We can change the Twitch name.
I don't like it.
I'll just invert every ear. We'll fix it right now. Watch this. Here. Overlay.
I don't like it.
Transform. And then we can do flip horizontal. Okay. There.
It didn't work.
It didn't. I didn't think this through.
You did the fucking overlay. Because
it flipped the whole thing instead of, like, just the logo. This wasn't.
Oh, you meant to flip the overlay.
Yeah, but I really just wanted to flip
the logo
part. I thought
you were flipping the camera again.
No, I mean, I could do that too, but that really freaks me out.
Yeah, no, it's weird. It just needs to be right there.
That's it, man. God, I don't... How is it so much weirder?
Don't know. Hey, okay, so in this...
Uh-huh.
My hair is on the left side. Is it on my left side looking at you? It is on your left side, isn't it? Oh, wow.
I'm changing it back.
Is this how I look to everyone else? Because every time in the mirror I look at myself, it's on the right side.
This is how you look to people. Yeah. This is how you look to you. And this is way better.
Yeah.
Do you know someone is sending me a 4K camera?
For what reason?
For my stream.
Who needs that?
That's what I asked.
Why is your TV fucked?
It's not. It's fixed for my son, who can now sit back in the chair and look at it.
Oh, okay.
I did a bunch of stuff in here over the weekend. Don't worry about it, okay? It's not even worth recapping.
Doesn't look safe.
It's perfectly safe. It's been up there for years like that,
dude.
Well,
yeah, but it had the other two support beams.
What do you mean?
It's just on one.
It's on the same thing as it's always been. I didn't unscrew it or nothing.
No, but they're like latch systems, so when it was in the middle of the other two, it had all three holding the TV up. But now that it's out, it's literally just on one, so now it's going to fall this way.
It ain't going to fall. Calm down, dude.
Just wait. That's you what you said
relax.
About bookshelves.
Hey, Meninas. I never said that, and you made me call him Meninas. And now that's his new name.
Meninas. Meninas is here.
It's fine. Drink your beer.
Can you call Meninas and let him know that we need some mimosas?
I hate you.
Meninas.
I hate you so much.
That's a good name.
But hey, everybody, what's up? How you doing? It's Seth Colby Show. We're live. It is February 20th, 2020, 02202020, or if you're in Europe, it's 20022020. It's weird. I don't like it when it's all palindromy or whatever.
Same numbers and things?
Hey, man.
Do you feel like you're in a coma of some sort?
No.
Is this Groundhog's Day?
No. No. I have been sub for 28 months now, and I canceled my sub. So how does this work?
I don't know.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
I don't know how that works. But cool. Thank you to me for getting a free sub, I guess.
Really the only person who should sub to this show.
It's, I think the only people that are currently subbed are Basic Brain, Taylor, and Sam. That's it. It's the way it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't be. Honestly, they shouldn't sub either.
No. Really shouldn't.
It's really a waste. Well, I mean, technically, Taylor's prime subbing, so... She's pulled a U, and she subbed to me with her real card, because she is using her prime here, and now she forgets to turn it off. So every month, I just take her $5.
That's the way to do it.
It's the way to do it, so...
You just gouge them,
Sam. Yeah, that's what I want. And but Sam is paying. And...
Man.
It looks like his Basement Brain paying as well. He's also paying. Yep. Mm. He's also paying. So it's a waste.
How sad.
But they're doing it. So whatever. It's fine. Yeah, so we took last week off. I would like to clarify, Colby was moving, and we were far too busy to do a show.
Yep.
So how's the new place, man?
It's fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? How's your mic technique?
It's great. They can hear. I can hear me.
Can they?
Yeah.
Okay.
One, these headphones are loud as shit. So just have your volume up and you can hear. It's fine.
You want our audience to turn up their headphones so they can hear you instead of you just talking at a reasonable level.
Well, one, what audience? Two.
Menace is here. Your mom's here.
Then yes, I want our audience, which is only Menace.
And your mom.
To turn the fucking their own shit up.
And your mom, dude. Don't disrespect her. Beer money's here.
My mother shouldn't be listening to this at all. I would love it if her phone was on mute.
She's made it through 221 episodes. Okay? At this point, there's nothing you can say that would have already driven her away.
It's true.
The worst is definitely behind us. Mm-hmm. The worst thing that could happen now is that you say something equally as awful as you've already said.
Probably.
I don't think you could go above and beyond.
I don't think I could.
No.
Some heinous things have been said.
Yes, very heinous.
All in the act of comedy, but...
Yeah, it was funny. It was said because it was funny.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. It wasn't because he was truthful. It was jokes.
This whole show is jokes.
It's all jokes.
I
big,
really didn't
jokey,
get
yuck,
a new
yuck.
Apartment. Ha, I'm ha, in a box.
No, he got a new apartment. It's got shiny appliances, man. How shiny are the appliances?
Pretty shiny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad,
we actually
man.
Have a grill that or a stove that doesn't have stovetops. It's flat.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Fancy electric stovetop.
We have an ice maker.
Oh, ice?
Yep. Huh. And laundry machines in the unit.
Wow. Oh, my God, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, laundry's actually really nice.
Yes.
You know. Hey, what's up, Acid? Good to see you, too. It's funny, you know, I went, like, we were over at my parents a couple weeks ago. I don't remember why I went over there. I went over there for a reason. I don't remember what it was. But I was just like, we're going to be there all day. Can I just bring laundry and just do some laundry? Because, like, we were supposed to do laundry. And, like, I got to walk to the building to do laundry.
Yeah.
Mom's like, sure, you can do laundry. And so I brought over a couple baskets of laundry, and I put it in there. And then I immediately went and sat on the couch. And I'm like,
nice.
This is what it's...
Do you sit down?
This is what it's like.
Do you sit in the laundry room
Absolutely
waiting?
Absolutely not. But okay. I gotta, like, drive there, unload,
right.
Put everything in there, hide my baskets, hide my kids, hide my wife, go back to the car, drive back to the apartment, walk up the stairs, wait 50 minutes,
yes.
Then repeat.
That is awful.
And then repeat again.
Well, you want to pay...
Because that's how it works.
You want to pay, like, $200 more a month?
No, I do not.
Come live in my complex.
I don't want to do that. It's
They're
not
nice.
Worth $200 a month
They're
is
nice.
Not worth it. It's not worth it. It's I could really probably nice. For $200 a month hire a TaskRabbit to just do my laundry for me.
A what?
A TaskRabbit.
What the fuck is that?
You don't know what TaskRabbit is?
No.
Dude, you're an old man. What's it like back in the Stone Age,
is
dude?
Is that when people do shit?
It's like Uber for handymen.
Hmm.
You can hire someone to do something for you on a per case basis. It's a gig economy, man. Read a book.
Is it in a book?
A reading rainbow. Take a look. Do you have a jacuzzi tub at your apartment?
I do.
You do not, you big liar.
Actually, I don't know what's in the pool because it's cold here and we haven't gone and looked at the pool yet.
No, not... No, she means in your house because she has a jacuzzi tub in her house.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
Okay. Okay. See, look at this right here. TaskRabbit, man. See, I need
so wait,
help.
Can I hire a dude to put together the
laundry
$800 fucking dining room table I just
Yeah,
bought?
Dude. Assemble. Furniture assembly right here, man.
How much?
I'm interested in booking sometime soon. Your task location. I can't put in a chat. You don't get to see. I don't know your new address. I'll just put in mine. That came up creepily fast.
It knows where you're at, bro. Don't worry about it.
Who's this? That's a doppelganger.
They had a different number. Oh, shit.
I'm outside. I hate Wichita so much. We're outside the coverage area! A million people live here!
Yeah. Yeah. That's sad. Honest to God, I'm shocked that Uber and things are as popular as they are here.
Do you know the first digit of your new address?
6.
Okay, do you know the second one?
Number before 6. Now it broke.
It.
Yeah, it broke.
Okay, it needs a third. What's the third one?
0.
Is this it?
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. How it just comes up on a list. Yep, there's nothing here, man.
Weird.
Menace, what's your address? Let's do...
Do 123 New York, Manhattan.
Wait, how
Manhattan,
does it...
New York.
Did I ever say Wichita?
No.
How does it know?
Chrome.
Listen, chat, I can't tell you. Look at this. It just pulls up Wichita.
Yeah. How do you... Like, you could pull IP addresses. You know that, right?
That's horrifying.
Like, that's why on all the porn sites,
I don't want
you know,
that.
All the ads are like, meet locals in Wichita, Kansas. It's like the...
Yeah, look at this. Like, if I go here, it's like all Wichita.
The train will be arriving in 6 minutes. You know, it's like that.
That's crazy, dude. Okay, what type of furniture do I need assembled? IKEA furniture? Other furniture?
Non-IKEA.
Non-IKEA, okay. Continue. How big is your task? You estimate 1 hour, 2 to 3 hours, or 4+ hours?
Like, I doubt that it's going to be that complicated, so I'm going to go with a one.
Okay, 1 hour. A vehicle. It doesn't require a vehicle.
No.
Okay, continue. Tell us the details of your task. Put table together.
Out table together.
Shut up. Dude, no one's going to read this. Put table together, by the way, not in the Bronx, in Kansas. Okay, let's see what we got.
So you have to.
All right, so we got Ricky R. right here, dude. We go, Ricky. 15 years of assembly experience. I've assembled and sold multiple brands and items in residential commercial spaces. I specialize in all IKEA and PAX wardrobe closet installations, dude. It's Ricky Ricardo. Oh, by the way, hi, Peasy. Also, forget that we do this podcast. That would be better. Or we could go with Charlie. Mason. Which one of these men do you want? You don't want this man in. He's fancy.
Actually.
You like Gilbert? Yeah. He's too fancy to put together your table, dude.
He's cheaper than the first guy. What does FYB mean?
Where's it at?
For your benefit?
Where's that at?
It's back on Gilbert.
If you need it assembled properly, ?, no more. I have 11 no-space year experience assembling all kind of stuff from IKEA furnitures to kids' playground. ?, safety, you got it. I have my own tools and extra material if you need it. HDU. I do travel with a ladder. FYB. Praying emoji hands. This is the man you trust.
Yep. Feel like I can have a great conversation.
I'm doing a show. What do you want? Oh my god. This one. Boom.
You just copied it. God. You copied a message you already sent him.
Yeah. I'm doing a show.
What game are you playing?
27. You know what, beer money, when you say it that way? 27% unreliable? That sounds way worse than 73% reliable.
Where does it say that?
Right here.
Oh, 73% reliable. Oh, damn.
Yeah, like that sounds way worse.
He's got 100% positive reviews, though.
How can you not be 100% reliable but have 100% positive reviews when up here, Ricky Ricardo, well, he's 100-100. But this guy has 100% reliable but 95% positive.
Yeah, that makes
sense. That doesn't make any sense. Dude, he's slipping into people's houses and he's taking advantage of their wives. That's the only explanation. That's what's happening. Right. Don't they have workers around Home Depot? I don't know. Can you go to Home Depot and just have someone...
Just pick up a Mexican? Is that what he's talking about?
I don't think he's saying get someone. Like, hey, you want to put together a table for a few pesos? Is that what you think?
That's what he means, man. They don't just hang around Home Depot. If it's Home Depot employees, they're in Home Depot.
What do you mean they?
Anything around... The workers he's talking about.
I'm not sure he's talking about the same workers
they're
you're talking
not
about.
They're around Home Depot. If they're Home Depot employees, they're in Home Depot.
Is this one of those jokes you were talking about earlier?
I mean, I'm pretty serious. it was a question. Like, I'm not stating anything. I wondered if he was talking about the Mexicans.
I tried to give him an out, Chad. It didn't work.
Should I say Hispanics? Is that better?
No, just... What about Michelle?
I don't trust her. She can't lift.
Do you need lifting? What about this guy? He looks burly, dude.
It's heavy. Nah, he's gonna fuck my girlfriend.
No, this guy, he's trying to having relations with me right now.
No, that really? That face?
Yeah, dude, he's coming on to me.
He's giving a fucking duck face in his furniture assembly profile.
Damn, beer money, become a task rabbit, dude. That's all you gotta do. Yeah. $50 an hour. That's ridiculous, actually. I didn't really think about that, but $50 an hour?
Yeah. Like, if you're building furniture, that's acceptable. If you're literally just following instructions,
okay,
like a child building a Lego, you don't deserve $55 an hour.
Okay, so here's what they recommend. When I click on it, it says minor repairs, mounting,
yeah,
assembly.
This is a secret sex site.
And help moving. And all of them range between $50 to $100, depending on the time.
Well, give it. Also, these are prices in New York, so...
Well, no, not anymore. I'm on the homepage. These are average prices. So, like, furniture lift upstairs, average price, $46 to $106. Plant flowers, $47 to $141. Fix a running toilet, $58 to $136. Wouldn't a plumber be cheaper than that?
I would think.
Swipe right and I'll glue, Gorilla Glue your world. Chat, you're funnier than us. You should do a show. Oh my god, dude.
They do. Most of them are.
It's true. Great.
They do shows.
Build it yourself, pay yourself $50 an hour, and drink while you do it. What about that for your table?
That's what
we're doing. Dude, if you give me, what am I doing? If you give me $50, I'll come put together your table.
I'm good.
$20?
I already spent too much money on the fucking table. So, okay. We looked at every single site.
Where'd you get your table
that
at,
sells
man?
Furniture.
Okay.
Let me see. We got the table at Wayfair. We got the fucking chairs from Overstock.
Why don't you just go to a furniture
bench,
store?
From some other weird site that I have no idea what it was.
Why didn't you just go to a furniture store?
We did. We went to multiple.
Which ones do you go to? Let's listen to the list of high-priced furniture stores, because Colby doesn't know how to shop. Let's go.
We went to Furniture Row.
Okay, that's a pretty acceptable
one. We went to Sutherland's. No.
Sutherland's is a place that sells wood.
No, not that place. It's the place on Ridge and Kellogg.
This is why you don't smoke weed in your teens, Chad.
Shut up. It's the place on Ridge and Kellogg.
Yep.
Behind the Fisher Lumber. Slumberland?
Star?
Slumberland.
Slumberland?
We went there, okay. And then we went to Horton's.
That's expensive. Horton's expensive. You didn't check out Ashley?
They were closed.
When were you going?
Sunday.
They were closed on a Sunday?
Yeah, them and Wichita Furniture.
You didn't go to, like, the wholesale place? You know where we got our table? Mm. Dillon's, the grocery store. How much was your table?
Table itself, $450.
That's not bad. Is it a big one? How many chairs does it sit?
It's 5 feet by 30 inches.
30 inches? Oh, but so it's long and skinny.
Yeah.
So it sits like, what, six?
Could, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a good price, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chairs were $200.
Wait, it didn't include the chairs?
No, because the table set with...
You spent $700? On a table?
I think we spent $800. Yeah, the table was $450, the bench was $120, and the two chairs were $220.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so $800?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it look good? Oh, you haven't put it together yet.
No, we'll get it sometime in the next month.
How do you spend $1,000 on something and just leave it in the box for a while?
What?
What do you mean, what?
And leave it in the box for a while?
Yeah, where's it? You don't have it set up.
We haven't got it yet. I literally paid for it last night.
Oh. Okay. All right. I thought it was just sitting in your house.
No.
Okay. That's okay.
I'd put it together immediately because I like doing that. We were very close to her only ordering the chairs and the bench.
Okay.
And then I was going to make a table. We were very close to that happening.
God, why wouldn't that happen, dude?
Because all the tools I would need.
No.
And the lumber came pretty close to the table price by itself.
Oh, here's what you do. All right, this is what you do, bro. This is what you do. Go website. Okay. Products. And you go to furniture, tables and desks, and then you go to here, home. Is it this one? I may be wrong.
What are you talking about? That
tops.
Just like buy the oh.
Here, you buy a top. $50 for this one. Now, this is an example, okay? Don't have to get this exact one, but you get the idea. Top, $80, okay? And then you can get, like, some... All right, and then you get, like, this Finvard right here,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And you just put that out of there, and then you just screw it into the top. Done. Rustic table. $150?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you just do that, man?
Didn't know that existed.
Look, he doesn't ask me for advice beforehand, beer money.
You're not a person I would come to for furniture advice.
Why?
I don't know. Do you see the desk that you're sitting at?
Yes! I assembled it myself, and it's lasted 5 years under this load!
That doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense?
Are you giving the credit to you for putting it together or for the foundational structure?
To me for picking out the correct desk to suit my needs for half a decade, picking out a correct desk to suit the needs of a 5 to 10-year-old child, picking out a desk to suit the needs of a graphic designer, web developer, full-time streamer, and having it be assembled correctly enough to withstand the wear, tear, and savagery that has befallen this furniture over the last half decade. Mm-hmm. That's all me.
That's not a lot.
What have you done?
I built a wardrobe.
No, you didn't.
I put together a wardrobe.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Where's it at?
It's in my home. I have a picture.
I bet you Taz rabbit did that.
Yeah, because it's available in our area.
It's called Panella.
I gave him a whole bunch of my old movie posters, so now he has them in his home.
Oh, you gave him all your movie posters, man? That says a lot, actually.
He really wanted my Entourage poster.
Well, that says a lot. Like, you had those when you were a kid, like 16, 17 years old, and you got rid of them because you're an adult. Like, you're buying $1,000 of furniture. That's what adults do,
yeah.
You know? And he's like, nah, I'll take them.
He's got the bachelor pad, man. If I was single, I might have those posters up.
You absolutely would. But it has nothing to do with you being immature. It has everything to do with you not caring about updating your decorating. You already have them, so they're going on the wall.
Well, I think about it.
And they are in frames, Acid. Colby has always been, he's very creative and he cares about aesthetics, all right? They've always been in frames, actually.
Well, those have, but they were $10 Walmart frames where it was just plastic that kind of held on to the edge.
Still in frames.
But they always fell off. And then if you went from that basement living room that I had into my bedroom, you would see multiple stapled on the wall posters.
Would you trust my opinion more about manly things if I was wearing my cowboy hat?
No.
What if I had a haircut that looked like Matt Damon?
If you had a beard, I would trust you.
What's this right here?
That's not a beard.
Yeah, this is.
It's the starts of one, which you should keep growing.
It's gonna keep.
Like I always say, you with a beard would change your life.
It would not change my life.
It would change your life.
I'm getting a different haircut Saturday.
Which one?
I'm gonna get my haircut. Chris showed me a picture of Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
So I'm going to get my hair cut like him, I guess.
Can you show me that picture?
No, it's in Chris's phone. I was going to make myself look like Matt Damon in Ford versus Ferrari.
Show me a fucking image, please.
No, I don't want to. You'll make fun of me.
No, come on.
I want to show you off the air. You'll make fun of me.
I will not.
You'll be too hurtful.
I will.
Yes,
I will
you'll be too
very
hurtful.
Friendly. If
no, you
I,
won't.
If I'm hurtful enough, you can punch me in the face.
I don't want to punch you. I like you. Unlike you, I don't want to hurt my friend.
Come on, it's equal hurt.
No, that's not
it
how it works.
Each other out.
No. I'll show you later.
Mm-hmm.
I look here. Mm-hmm. Turn around and let me find a good picture first.
So insecure, man.
Yeah, it's the big deal, man. I'm changing my whole identity.
What? I just looked at this sign. What is this phone number? Is it a prostitute's phone number? Is it a sex line phone number?
It's 867-5309.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't really looked at his hair that much. I'm going to try to find the Gyllenhaal photo as well.
Did you spell available wrong?
I don't know, to be honest.
I don't either, now that I'm looking at it.
I talked to my chat, and I said, I don't know.
Is it I-B-L-E?
I don't know.
I thought it was A-B-L-E.
I told my chat that I wasn't
available.
I told my chat I wasn't sure how I spelled it, if I spelled it wrong or right, and none of them corrected me. So either it's right, or none of them know either.
Know.
I may not have a photo of it, of Jake.
Yeah, you definitely spelled it wrong.
You spelled it wrong.
You definitely spelled
it. I made it to AVA, and then I'm like, I don't know. And I just kept going because I had to. I don't really know what photo of Jake Gyllenhaal Chris showed me. Because it's kind of like this, but it's not.
Where the fuck is she? She here?
She's in the other room, I think. Okay.
Chris!
Okay. No, it's... Don't... don't yell for
Chris!
It.
Chris!
You can turn. You can turn.
What? Where'd
okay.
it go?
All right, so here's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
Okay. So she was, it was something similar to this. It wasn't the slicked back one.
Right.
It was more, because I want minimal styling, because I'm lazy, but I want it to be short.
Yeah, that's a little tiny goop of gel.
Yeah,
and then
easy.
Just the front.
Right, easy. And then here's Matt Damon in Ford versus Ferrari.
That's basically the same
thing. Basically the same thing, right? Yeah, but here's what I think I look like. I actually
have a pair of aviators?
I don't, but I will, and I have this hat in my Amazon cart. Dude, I also have this shirt.
Do you have white pants?
I don't. I don't know if I could pull off white pants. And I also may have this windbreaker.
Are you like in love with Matt Damon?
No, I think I'd look good in that fashion, dude. I think I could pull that off, dude.
So you're going full Kansas this.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going full rancher. Yeah. I'm trying to go for that. You know how like gangsters exist? I'm like doing that, but cowboy. I want to be like a roping rancher tough guy, you know? Like, you don't want to mess with me out on the range.
You gotta lower your voice like 5 decibels.
I'm not gonna do that.
You gotta be like Sam Elliott.
I can't do that.
You gotta be like Sam Elliott.
I can't do that.
You can't do that?
I could just talk like this all day.
Yeah, that's the thing. You just gotta live in that.
I don't feel like I could. I don't feel like I could do my brand of entertainment with this voice, though.
Well, I'm not saying do it streaming. I'm saying every other aspect of
Oh, you're
life.
Saying like when I go to Dylan's, but thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
That's nice. Tip my hat.
Yep. And you got to pull off a sweet stand.
Take off your headphones real quick. You can't hear me talk like this.
It's pretty quiet.
You can't hear me.
Is it just the microphone?
It's just the microphone because it's turned up so loud, but...
Now you're talking quieter.
No,
you are.
I'm really not. I'm actually talking louder.
I think
louder.
You are. I think you really are.
I'm actually talking louder. I'm see, it's now. Sure see, it's too. Are. It's too high when I'm low. The only way I can do it is if I'm
I can't
quiet.
Talk loud with a deep voice. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
How volume?
Yeah.
Increases the pitch of.
Well,
your
you
voice.
Know why that is, don't you?
No, I don't.
It's because the lower
vocal
the noise, the wider sound waves. And also, volume makes bigger waves as well.
I
would prefer that that never happen again.
Is that equally as loud as to...
No, that was way louder. Way louder. See, you could see it on audition right there. You see? You see the difference. It's how it works, man. It's how it works.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, my back hurts. Can we stop?
Yeah.
Are we done?
What topics you got? Let's just blow through them real real fast.
So you think,
like, if you have any
videos, you think I could pull
play?
Off that haircut?
Yeah.
Do you think, would you trust me to build your furniture more if I had that haircut?
Yes.
Oh my God, can I share another thing with you?
Yeah, man.
Okay, hold on. I found something. I went shopping Sunday, found something.
Found something, huh? Anybody want to take bets on what it is? I'm going with... Oh, you can't see the haircut? Hold on.
Screen cap. No, don't show them! They don't need to see it!
That one.
Get that off the screen! How dare you!
You saw it. I helped.
Ruin the surprise! Look at this, man. You see this?
Is that a hat that fits your head?
Look at the size on it, dude.
It's very large.
Look at the size on that, dude.
2X.
Look at that! There's a hat that has a size!
Dude, it fits on my head with headphones on.
Mine too!
I feel like you've had hats before.
No.
No?
Never.
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 Why does seeing you in a hat not shock me?
Because it's my natural state, and it's just never... It's just I've just never been able to do it. I'm telling you, dude, I was born to be a rancher.
It makes no sense. Because a large hat fits you? You think you can ranch?
Yeah. Russell Crowe, big head. Leonardo DiCaprio, big head. Seth Neiman, big head.
Big head.
That's me, dude. Yeah. I can't grow the beard, though.
Why not?
It won't grow past this point.
When are you going to shave it next?
I don't know. I don't care if people know my name. Why would I care if people know my name? I have a haircut Saturday. So I was thinking of shaving before then.
Why?
Well, because...
Don't do it.
It's a neck beard, man.
Yeah.
I don't want a neck beard.
What do you think's happening down there? Just a whole bunch of fungus.
But you got stuff
That's
up here.
Like.
See, the problem... Like, when you look at my face... It's just, it look like I have hair here. If you touch it, there's hair, but you can't see it. So it looks like I'm growing one of those m'lady neck beards. And my body,
m'lady?
You know, insoles. I can't be an insole, man.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, let me Google a photo for you.
You're automatically not one of them because you're having sex.
There's no proof of that, dude. This guy. Dag nabbit.
Dag nabbit.
Just go. Oh my God. Does Know Your Meme wants me to turn off my ad blocker? Wow. This guy. Oh, of course it also wiggles. Of course it wiggles.
Okay, that's literally the guy
this
from
is me.
The comic book show.
If I...
That's literally the guy.
This guy, he has beard down here, but it's mysteriously missing in the middle of his cheeks.
Oh, I wonder who the fuck could possibly have that problem. Ever. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's obese! And I'm obese! You can't check both boxes!
What, great beard and obese?
Great! Bad beard!
Bad beard and obese?
You
yeah,
can't
I'll,
check,
I mean,
track,
I'll
check
give you
both.
That, probably not. But a beard takes time and you're not giving it
Why
the
does
time.
It smell like pizza in our house?
I don't know.
Chris, you making pizza? You heated up your what? She's heating up cheese sticks.
Bread stickies?
Yes. Look, she's Baby Yoda, okay? Don't just... Not go
Did
down.
You say bread
no,
stickies?
Don't go down the road, man. She doesn't want... She has snackies. She has nuggies. She has bread stickies. She has...
Okay.
She's Baby Yoda, dude.
Yeah, so you're dating a baby. That's
fine, dude. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Rancher needs a lady at home.
All right.
Yep.
Blow through this shit. YouTube videos, put them on 2x the speed.
So. What about this, man? This is what everyone's talking about.
Why is it on Vimeo?
You know what? I'm so glad you said that, because to me, that is more important than the actual trailer itself, is that the guy put it on Vimeo. Like, that's weird, right?
What's it on
Vimeo?
Well,
the director did it.
Yeah.
It's
I see Matt Reeves.
It has 8.4 million views. It's got to be the most popular video in Vimeo's history, right?
Right.
Like, okay, anyway. So it's, yeah.
Yeah, because we needed 10 seconds of black.
Hey, man, the music builds, dude. Okay, right here? You don't know anything?
That's Daredevil.
That's Daredevil, right?
Yeah.
This is Disney Plus announcing Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 100%. What do you think about the Batarangs,
like,
man?
I don't give a shit. You've already released photos of that. Let me see his fucking face in the scout or the cowl.
Well, they show that too, don't they?
I don't know. I haven't seen this.
Oh, you haven't? There he is, man.
That's fucking Daredevil.
That's Edward Cullen is who that is.
Nope.
That's him, man.
Nope, that looks bad. I don't think he has the chin for it.
Here's the problem I have, okay?
He's got a bulbous, like, chin end right here.
So I don't know if this is a new trend in Hollywood or not, but it says camera test. So the only other camera test I've ever known is this one.
Rolling!
And it is horrendously been destroyed because of how bad it looked. And then we all know that Henry Cavill and the Witcher series looked nothing like this. This looks atrocious.
That's weird.
And so when I see this and I go, okay, this is a camera test in the business, and then this is a camera test in the business, how much different is this actually going to look when we see it on screen? And then if it looks bad here, will it look better then? And if it looks good here, will it look bad then? Like, what's the point of this if they're going to change it up? We have to remember, when this movie comes out in 40 years or whenever it is, to come back and compare this to that movie to see if we're being bamboozled, man!
It's okay, two things about that.
Yes.
His chin is too pointed.
Oh, you're talking about Batman in particular. Yeah. You don't like Edward Cullen's
chin. His chin is too pointed.
Okay.
I want comic book Batman where you got that fucking, like, wide ass chin. It's like literally 4 inches wide of the bottom. Somebody needs to find that. Secondly, did they remove the little bit of rubber under his nose so he can actually breathe now?
You can see his nostril right here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's
weird. I don't know. I get the impression based off of this. Okay, one, Menace is exactly right. His forehead looks like an 18 head. It's huge. Okay, but I think it probably ends, like, right here, but you can't see it.
Yeah, just show it.
Yeah, just show the ears, dude. No one cares. Just show the ears. And also, I think they're going for a grittier, more realistic Batman, okay? Like, that's why he's got this. It looks like he made it in his home, you know? And, like, his leather cape is, like, it looks like a, it kind of looks like a bad cosplay.
That looks like fucking George Clooney Batman.
It's not, and like he's got this going on. It looks like he's got like the grip of a 9mm attached to like a pizza server. Like, I don't really know what I'm looking here.
Well, you know that that's supposed. There's rumors going around that that's the gun who killed his parents. He formed the gun into the bat symbol, and that is the gun that killed his parents. Which makes no sense.
But there's two grips.
Yeah, that. I mean, one.
You cut it in half?
One, there is no, like, you know, like, clip.
Also, how does he have it?
Anything on a gun.
Why would he have it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, can I also, this, okay.
I've heard it from two different sources. I have heard that.
Can I become, what does Britt call me? The lib cucktard?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't like Batman anymore.
No, they've done it too many times.
Okay, well, it's not only that, but it's like, during the Super Bowl, I yelled this very often, okay? And also I yelled at, you know, the, you know, I yelled at Target when we go, and it's like, would you like to round up 12 cents to give to the Target Cares Fund? And I'm like, no! You give it!
Yeah.
You're Target! I'm poor! You're rich! Why me do all work? Pay taxes! Do you not think? I don't think we had this conversation on the show. I think we had it in real life during the Super Bowl. That $1 billion is $1 million. So, like, to become a millionaire.
You're right. Yep. Uh huh.
Core a millionaire, okay, takes all this work to get $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that 1 million times to become a billionaire.
No, you need to do it 10 times.
No.
Yeah.
A million? $1 billion is $1 million.
I don't think that's true.
It is!
No, I think it's $100 million. 100 times 100? It's 1,000? Is it 1,000 millions? It's not 1 million millions. Because it only adds 3. Yeah, it's 100 times.
Let's just say it's 2 times.
It's 100 times.
Let's just say it's 2. You have to do it twice. To do it 10 times, 100 times, whatever. Point is, a lot of money.
Fun. Yeah.
Batman, instead of putting on a leotard and kicking a couple of mentally ill people in the face every night, maybe just give his fortune away.
Yeah.
Don't you think that'd do way more good for Gotham City if he was just like, homelessness problem cured, police force completely funded?
Yeah.
Oh, is there a lot of poverty? If only there was some type of billionaire laying around with nothing to do who could solve these problems without hurting anyone!
Yeah. Now, there's this website I saw. It was a meme running on Facebook.
Hey, Rennie, don't give us any money.
I think it's spendbillgatesmoney.com or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just like all the NFL teams, yachts, Bugattis, all that shit. He can buy...
Is this it right here? Yeah, this is it right here. Okay, so he's got $90 billion.
Yep.
Okay, so would I be correct, Acid, in saying that if he has $90 billion, then he would be able to spend $1 million 9,000 times? That's a lot of times. So, first of all, let's just make this easy. Spending Bill Gates' money, okay? Well, let me read through them first here. Okay, we got Big Macs, cup of coffees, books, headphones, charities, gaming consoles, handbags, jet skis, 4K TV, monster trucks, townhouses, bars, Super Bowl ad, an F-16, Mona Lisa, cruise ship, an NFL team, an MLB team, NBA team. Why is it MLB team?
That's a good
more
question.
Expensive Don't than know. An NBA team. Your that is not. That's not correct. This whole website's fake news now. Okay. But I'm going to, I'm gonna just go ahead and spend it. Hold on, Big Macs. That's okay with you. I'm just gonna buy 45 billion Big Macs. If that's okay.
You can't buy 45 billion. Why not? You could buy 45 billion.
Well, do you want something? You want an NFL team? You want a book? Because I would like to spend it all on Big Macs.
$45 billion. No, $45 billion Big Macs.
Yeah.
For $90
billion. By the way, this website thinks a Big Mac's $2. Please. Yeah. Come on.
Right.
Come on. But anyway, you know, I mean, in all seriousness, though, I can't hit that for numbers because I'm a big dummy. Like, if we did, like, let's just say that we wanted to buy one of each. Buy one. Okay? Do we want a jet? We don't have that many friends.
Yeah.
What about a skyscraper?
Yeah.
Let's buy that. How many F-16s do we need?
A lot.
It's not a question of do we need it. It's how many do we need.
It's how many. I would like 200.
Okay. Let me think. Chat, maybe you could answer this. How long can an F-16 fly? Like, before it needs to be refueled? I'm going somewhere with this. Let's just take a guesstimate.
Half a day?
You think 12 hours probably?
I'd say 12 hours.
Okay, so 12 hours. We probably each want one for fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I suggest we get 4.
Okay.
No, you know what? Let's get five. One for me, one for you, mm-hmm. one for 12 hours, and another for 12 hours of constantly flying back and forth over Pinella's house. Just...
I mean, with the F-16, I believe they can hover, so we could just hover directly above his house.
Perfect. And then we have another one, you know, just so in case one of them gets sick or...
You just fly it into his house.
But then that'll hurt our F-16.
Ejector seat, bro.
Okay, well, we should do that one, so let's get six. Mm-hmm. Let's get six F-16s. Okay, do we want a yacht?
I want... Well, yeah, I mean, there's no need for more than one yacht.
So let's get one yacht.
I mean, one for each.
I can't share your yacht. I don't really want to deal with boat maintenance, if I'm being honest.
I would love boat maintenance.
Okay, well, I'm going to just live on your yacht.
I would love to live on your
yacht. How about I buy the house for us and you buy the yacht?
Okay.
Okay. Do we want Super Bowl ads? Absolutely. I want to play that Super Bowl ad that we made, 10 years ago, 12 years ago on the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So let's just do that. By the way, should we play that?
Is it still live somewhere?
Oh, it's got to be, right? It's probably on our YouTube. It's probably the very first video on our YouTube. Because this is the same YouTube we've had this entire time. We've had it for 11 years, 27 subscribers. It's an average of 2 a year. If you ever want to know if your life is worthless, look at that number and know you're doing better than us. So, nope, it's not on here.
It's on Duos.
It's got to be on here. This can't be all of them, right?
It's definitely all of them, man.
Did I hide him? Maybe I hit it. I'll put a K in there. Okay, well, let me go into our account. No, it's not on Duo.
It's not on Duo?
It's definitely, I think I just hit it from public view. I don't know why I do that, but I'm almost 100% certain that's what I did.
I don't know why I do that.
Why would I do that? I'm not... who cares?
I don't know why you do that.
Go to the very last page. How come there's a next page button, but no last page button? But there's a first page
button.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
No, it's in a... Well, I don't think there's anything racist in it.
You remember when you did clips
of
this show?
Yeah, it's right here, dude. Private. Why is this private? Public, please, save. It's got one dislike, by the way. Who did that? I'm going to find those people.
That's funny.
Put this on the Super Bowl. This is actually 2 minutes, so we're going to buy two ads.
Mm.
There we go, man. Get ready, chat.
What's up, beautiful monsters, homies?
We're going to leave that in, even though it doesn't make any sense to anyone.
You have to look better than me all the time?
Yep.
It's better than any other show on the market.
Watch it.
Dude, people will shit their pants.
What's up, beautiful monsters? I'm Tom Cruise.
And I'm Katie Holmes.
We're here to tell you to watch the show or you will be shunned.
Forever.
And then killed.
Forever.
Is that Bash laughing?
What's up, I'm Tom Hanks. Hello, I'm Brad Pitt.
And I'm Angelina Jolie.
Hi, I'm Tom Cruise, and I'll tell you, you'd be in some risky business if you didn't watch the 7th.
No, I'm doing impressions, Ren.
Hey, you listeners.
Colton's fat.
Yeah. And watch our show.
Colton's fat.
SethandColby.com.
Colton's fat. Hey, what's up? I'm Seth.
I really want to put this on Super Bowl, man.
We do a show.
Yeah?
You need to watch it.
SethandColby.com.
It's cool.
It's awesome.
Colton's fat. On my third tour through Iraq,
I
rescued 15 soldiers. And because of that, you should listen to the Seth and Colby show.
Watch our show.
Hi, my name's Dr. Seth Charles Neiman, and I cured cancer.
Hi, my name is... Professor... Colby Rodham...
Clinton. Hello, my name's Archduke.
I am King Charles III.
Hello, I'm Paul McCartney.
Hello, welcome to Southern Colby.
Colby stinks. Pigs in space! Hi, I'm Seth.
And I am Colby.
We do a show. Watch it.
SethandColby.com.
And live.SethandColby.com every Saturday.
It's so much worse than
time,
I remember.
1-3-6-6-5-7-3-3-8.
Also, download.
Email at SethandColby.com.
It says download.
Yeah, man. I remember spelling that.
It actually says download. Okay, so we're going to buy that, right? Can I still call that number? Yeah. I don't know where it's going to ring, but nothing's stopping you from calling it. Okay, so we decided we need to buy two of these.
Yeah.
Wait, do you think there's a 30-second or a 60-second ad?
Just buy four to be safe.
All right, we'll just buy four to be safe. Okay, do we want any bars of gold?
I'd like a hundred. Well, how many? I'd like 1,000.
1,000 bars of gold?
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't put them on your yacht, though.
No, probably not.
Okay, pizza shop? Nah. Bar?
Yeah, let's own a bar.
I don't want. That sounds like a lot of work.
We hire people to do
it. Okay, what are we going to name it? Cockeyed rooster.
Butthole floozy.
Okay, I'm in. Let's go. Fire. Do we want to own a fire truck for some reason?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like how you say yeah. Like, why wouldn't we want to own a fire truck?
My yacht might catch fire.
It's in the water.
Oh, I'll pull
it. You're going to drive your fire truck out to the lake?
As close as I can to a bridge.
You want a Lamborghini?
Mm-hmm.
You want a Ferrari?
Yeah.
Okay. Helicopter?
Not since
killed,
Kobe.
Yeah,
died.
Killed Kobe. We can't do that. Monster truck? Yes, I want one. Do you want one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You want a Tesla?
Nope.
What about a food truck?
Definitely not.
Okay. Speedboat. I'm going to get one of those, and I'm going to drive around your yacht.
That's fine.
Just for fun.
I'll shoot you with a rocket.
You want a Rolex?
Nah.
I feel like if you have a Rolex, you're going to get stabbed.
Yeah.
At some point by somebody. Diamond ring?
Nope.
I'm gonna get one, but not for my hand. 4K TV. I mean, this all comes in our house, right?
Right.
Yeah. Jet ski, don't want that. You want a designer handbag?
Yeah, we're just going further and further down the list. I don't want any of this poor people shit.
Yeah, I don't either, dude. A charity? Let's go true billionaire, and let's give $1,000 to charity. You know, I think we should give back a little bit.
You gotta click the buy button.
No, buy just adds one. Oh. Sell removes one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Cup of coffee. I need this for Chris. I'm just going to buy about 10,000 of those for Chris because she needs coffee. Okay, so we got $84 billion left. So what do you want to do now?
I believe there's 32 teams in the NFL.
Okay, you want to buy some more?
I mean, we should just buy the whole league.
Well, I don't want to own the Raiders.
Why not?
Like, suck.
We can kick them out.
Can I?
We can make them prostitutes.
Okay.
I don't, like,
oh, now I'm in, dude. Okay, let's buy 32 of them. How many MLB teams are there?
I don't know.
There's 30 NBA teams.
I think we can't do 30.
I don't think we can either, right? We'll be over. Yeah, we can always buy 10.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? Do you think it'd be cooler to own the whole NFL and 10 NBA or half of each?
Mm.
Like, what if we bought... What if we bought 16 NFL teams and 15 NBA teams? Look how much money we have left over now, man. Oh, you think we could buy the MLB? Hey, Google, how many MLB... Hey, Google! Shut up! Hey, Google! How many MLB teams are there?
MLB.
The MLB's number of teams is 30. Would you like to hear...
30. Okay. 15. Yeah, we still have $10 billion left. Now we own half of everything.
I can't help with that yet.
Shut up! There we go, man. There we go. Should we buy the Mona Lisa? Let's just buy it.
Can we get a cruise ship?
I don't really. That's coronavirus on waves, dude. I don't.
Yeah, but we could just, like, we could do so much shit in a cruise ship, like, literally just us.
What's the difference between a cruise ship and your yacht, really? More boat maintenance. Okay, let's do it. Well, you know what? If we're going to own a cruise ship, we should also own a rocket so we could shoot the rocket off the deck of the cruise ship.
Yes.
Now we're talking. Okay, we only got $8 billion left.
Oh, no. $8
billion? Yeah.
What are we to do?
Get fireball virus? Dude, yes, please. Yes, of course. Okay. So, my point is, Batman would be a real hero by giving his money away instead of punching people. Okay? And that really makes me hate Batman. And it makes me hate Tony Stark.
That's a good point.
Makes me hate all these rich people.
So Spider-Man's off the list because he's not rich.
Like, do you think that that's a culture shift? That, like, back in the day when all these heroes were made in the 30s, 40s, 50s, that people looked at rich people and, wow, they're, like, real-life heroes. But now we look at them like, look at these horrible jerks.
Yeah.
Like, Andrew Carnegie or Carnegie. I don't really know which way you pronounce his name, but he made all those libraries. You know, mm-hmm. Like he gave away a ton of his money. The guy who owns Standard Oil, the richest man ever to live. What's his name? God, what's his name?
Warren Buffett.
No, he's famous and he's old.
Well, you take time chilling on that thought.
Was it Carnegie? Is it the same guy?
I gotta pee. I don't know.
Pee? Yeah. It's not even eight.
I know it's bad. I've only had 2 weeks.
Was that? He's only had Rockefeller. Thank you, Acid Cat. Thank you. He's got all that stuff. Like, he did a whole bunch for charity, too. Like, these people literally gave away all of their money, or a huge portion of it. The Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Gates, the Musks, the Bezos. They sit on it. Like, I feel like there actually has been a culture shift of rich people used to actually care about the common man, and now they just care about getting more rich. And I think superheroes reflect a time gone by where that used to be cool, but now it isn't. This is usually the point of the program where my co-host would present counterpoint, but instead I have this. Thanks, Chair, for those great points. He's just yelling, by the way, from the bathroom, I'm peeing.
Why you gotta yell? Why you gotta hate on my pee time?
Dude, be a professional! Yes. You used to do 2 hours!
Because this show is so professional.
Well, maybe it is, if it would be. Or maybe it would be if it was.
It would be if it was, but it isn't, so it is not. Does that make sense? My knees fucking me again, bro.
That's you're very contortioned.
I know.
Read Cat in the Hat by Dr. Seuss 125 times in 17 hours. What will you give me if I do?
Nothing worth it, unless it's $1 billion.
I mean, if it's $1 billion, I mean, if it gives me 10,000, I'll do it. 17 hours? That's easy. Easy. What were you doing with the computer behind you?
17 hours?
That's the stuff Beer Money sent me. That's the stuff Beer Money sent me. I don't have room in my house to put it, so it lays on the bed. Okay? This is the view. This is the view for Z-Swigs. You can't see it, okay? Who cares on this show? We already talked about how it's not professional.
Definitely.
Swim, I'm going to have to get a new P.O. box, okay? Just relax.
I let it lapse.
He did.
It's my fault.
It is.
But it's also the post office's
fault. It is also their fault.
For not letting me know.
Yeah. I mean, the post office does put a slip in the P.O. box saying payment is due, but they do that every month,
mm-hmm.
regardless of whether you have paid or not. They just do it.
Okay.
Because the people at the place where the post office box was don't have any information on payment.
Hmm. That's fun.
How's that possible?
I don't think I get emails from the post office. Even though I signed up with my email address.
I hated that P.O. box anyway. We're going to get a new one, okay?
USPS.
How's it going? It doesn't matter. I don't really... I mean, I don't care that much. I mean, it kind of bones swim, but I'm hoping that I can just go and get his package. Like, hopefully they held it for me. That's what I'm hoping.
I have no idea.
I'm going to go check tomorrow morning, Swim. The major reason I hate that P.O. box is because it's only open 8 to 5. That's why it's so hard for me to go check, Swim, because they're literally open the times I'm streaming.
Yeah, go get a better one.
Yeah, I'm going to get one that's open 24 hours.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's yeah, incoming.
UPS, man.
No, I'm just going to get another USPS
one. UPS, though.
But I think those are more expensive.
You never know.
Does UPS let me do every service? Because I also hate that my USPS, or the post office box we had, only did USPS. It wouldn't do FedEx, it wouldn't do UPS.
I don't think any of the three do all of them. That's why there's three of them.
Well, that's stupid. They should give us all of them. Someone should open a place that just accepts mail.
What do you do now? Like, does UPS deliver it to your home, or does it, like...
No, if, like, someone tries to order something off Amazon in my P.O. box, and the only way Amazon ships it is via FedEx or UPS, it'll say it cannot deliver to this address.
Hmm.
I don't know what happens if they don't check.
That's weird.
I don't know. That's weird. I mean, most things arrive via USPS, but, like, Beer Money sent this stuff via UPS, so I had to give them a different address. So I gave them yours.
You don't know my address.
I do. It's 123 Stupid Idiot Boulevard. P.O. Box Fatty. Hashtag stay woke.
That's harsh.
It came off the rails there towards the end. You're not fat.
Really did.
It's no hashtags in addresses. It just didn't make sense. Okay, what about this, man?
In 500 years, no one has ever escaped. You're not going anywhere. It's the tower! Ha ha! So stupid.
Well, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Jackie Chan.
Give this to Chanan.
What's your name?
Chanan. I owe you my life.
I'm going east.
My way is filled with dangers. Come with me. My journey follows the Silk Road.
What is this on?
The Great
it's a movie.
Wall of China.
Something is very wrong.
Kill Bill, man!
Gather the people immediately and make everyone see that the dragon obeys me.
I must help save them.
This looks weird.
Yeah, it's a B movie, yeah. But it's
I've been waiting for this for a long time.
But it's got Arnold Schwarzenegger in it and Jackie Chan.
No, don't touch this. This is the helmet of Genghis Khan.
Helmet? This is an incense pot.
When I have the seal of the dragon, I will rule the world.
Is this a China movie?
Absolutely.
Is this movie specifically made for China?
No, it's in English.
You look better this way.
Come on,
who
man.
Who produced it? What was the house?
Kill Bill, people. Quentin Tarantino made that, man.
Signature Entertainment. What the fuck even is that?
It's also got Charles Dance in it, man. That's Tyrion Lannister.
No shit. Why?
Oh, God, it's going to be so good. You want to go see that, dude?
I'm going to pass hard on that.
Oh, no, dude, it's you. Do you not like Jackie Chan?
I like Jackie Chan.
I mean, I feel like he retired, right?
There's this one movie. I can't even remember what the fuck it was.
Give me the plot.
But he's in it.
Or give me
look
the gimmick.
Look up Jackie Chan's movies.
Just give me the gimmick. I want to try to guess.
The gimmick? There's this kid. It's not the Karate Kid.
Okay.
So don't go with that. There's this, like, teenage, maybe 18-year-old kid who's in, like, this mystical land. It's got Jet Li and Jackie Chan in it. And Jackie Chan is, like, a drunk kung fu.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that movie?
That was a big movie because they teamed up for the first time. And then they both never made movies again.
Right? Well, Jackie Chan was in a movie, like, last year that was... some old guy China or like karate dude. I don't know.
The Forbidden Kingdom.
That's it.
There it is, man. That was in 2008. It's 12 years ago.
That's a good fucking movie.
While rummaging around for some bootleg kung fu DVDs in a pawn shop in Boston's Chinatown, Jason discovers an ancient golden staff. When he examines the staff closely, he finds himself magically transported back to ancient China, where he is quested to free the fabled warrior, the Monkey King, with the help of a kung fu master and a misfit warrior. If he doesn't succeed, he may be trapped deep in the past forever. It's a time travel movie?
Yeah. Then he falls in love with the chick, and I'm pretty sure he stays there. Or he brings her to the future, one of the two. That's how they always go.
Okay. Well, it's got good ratings. 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb. Yeah, that's man. Pretty good
it's
for that.
It's a good movie. Have you never seen it?
No. I stopped watching movies in 06, dude.
It's so good.
I stopped watching movies in 06.
The Dark Knight didn't even come out until 2009.
I went and saw things in theaters, and that's it. Maybe it was 2010. I stopped watching movies.
It's probably the best time to get out.
That's when I stopped. I stopped watching. I think 2010 is probably a good time to stop.
Like, minus Marvel and...
That's the only ones I saw.
Interstellar. That's about it. I rewatched Interstellar.
So good.
So fucking good,
so
man.
So good, dude.
Brit liked it, which is surprising.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, did you see the Brit's Harley Quinn movie? Bombed.
Yeah.
Bigly. Mm-hmm. It was the worst opening and worst closing of a DC universe movie ever.
No, when I looked, the only box office reportings they had was from opening weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's like $30 million.
Now, it was 80 worldwide.
Right.
But their budget was 90, and I'm like, it's not making much more than that.
Imagine making less money worldwide than Endgame made domestically its opening day. Not opening day, Thursday. Technically, Thursday showings.
Yeah, man. Poor time of year to release, and poor movie.
No, because Sonic it got a ton of people to go see it.
I don't understand that one.
My son went and saw it.
Really?
Sarah, my sister went and saw it.
Pinella went and saw it.
Everyone saw it.
That's so weird.
Dude, people love that Sonic.
It looked so bad. Like, minus the CGI. Just the whole movie looked bad.
It didn't look great.
Do you think they only
They
went
did
to
change
see
the
it?
Title, Rennie. That's right. They just changed it to Harley Quinn, yeah.
Do you think they only went and saw it because of Jim Carrey?
I mean, I think that's a big draw.
That's a big draw.
He's finally being goofy again. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a big draw.
Interesting.
I think people like Sonic, too. I think... Like, I was listening to a podcast earlier. They were trying to figure out who the movie was for. Because, like, people our age, we don't really want to go see kids' movies.
Yeah.
And
then kids don't really
know who Sonic is. And I'm thinking, I think it's a blend. Like, I think the movie is made for us... to sit and enjoy with people who have kids. Like, if I took Aaron, it'd be perfect, because I know who Sonic is, and he likes kid movies, right. As an example, you know?
No, I get it.
I think that makes sense.
No,
but
it does.
Apparently it made a ton of money.
I mean, kid movies make a shit ton of
they
money,
make,
man.
Do kids movies that are bad and you've never heard of make more money than Harley Quinn?
Life of Pets 2 was terrible, yet it made $123 million.
You know, there's like
shit.
30 movies about Yetis every year.
Yeah.
And like they all make $1 billion, dude. It's stupid.
Doesn't make any sense.
We should make kids movies.
Yes.
We should.
Kids content pays like crazy, man.
Dude, we're going to make kids content from now on.
I can't do it. I'm going to drop an F-bomb every 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's what my channel is. I make kids content.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's why Acid Cat shows up. She's my target audience. Oh, her kids are just hairier, all right? All right, man, you want to watch? That's the only two trailers. There are only three trailers we had. I've got a deep fake. You want to watch this?
Yeah.
So this is Back to the Future, but they put Tom Holland's face on Michael J. Fox's, and they put young Robert Downey Jr. onto Harry Lloyd, or whatever that guy's name. Frank Lloyd? Chris Lloyd?
Okay, that's really good.
Doc, she didn't even look at him.
This is more serious than I thought. Apparently your mother is amorously infatuated with you instead of your father.
Whoa, wait a minute. Doc, are you trying to tell me that my mother...
He sounds kind of like Tom Holland,
yes.
Too.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
Dude, this is crazy.
Isn't this good?
This might be the best one I've ever seen.
So you've got to get your father and mother to interact in some sort of social...
what, you mean like a date?
Right.
Like, the eyes are always what gives it away, and then also side.
Dude, this looks real.
Yeah.
You must know them.
If I didn't tell you this was a deep fake, like if I showed this to Aaron and I'm like, this is another Tom Holland Iron Man movie, he would be like, okay.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
Dude, it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
Because they get better with the more images you feed them.
Yeah. Keep feeding it. Yeah, Rennie, if you give us enough money, dude, you won't need to learn.
See, but the only thing is, you only see this side of my face, so you won't get this side. Like, you'll get these few images, that's it.
You'll get this, and bent over, pulled apart, depending on how much money you've bent.
He's very okay with that.
Yeah.
It sounds good to me.
It's not a lot. I mean, you probably start saving now, a couple years, it's probably enough. And the price gets cheaper the more Colby drinks.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll flip halfway through, Rennie.
We're good.
Yeah. In fact, we'll figure out a way to make it happen at the same time. I'm going to need you to do most of the work, though.
My dick's not that
flexible. No, mine, but mine's smaller, so. Yeah, no, that's going to be on you.
That would work.
We'll have to extend it somehow. I see these ads all the time. Maybe I'll click one. Right. See if that'll fix the problem.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. What about this? Do you care at all about Rick Moranis coming back to movies?
Who the fuck is Rick? Oh, that guy?
Do you care?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I hated that movie series. It freaked me the fuck out.
I kind of want to talk about this, but at the same time, I don't. Knives Out is going to be the next franchise.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I watched Knives Out with Chris last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
Really?
You have Rian Johnson bias.
It's not that good.
It's really good.
It's fine. I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm not saying it's great.
It's good. Your review was the guy you think that did it the whole time turned out to be the guy who did it. And yeah, that entire movie, they lead you to believe something completely different than what you told me. They make you think the girl did it the entire movie. And then they bait and switch you at the end. 90% of that movie is about the girl doing it. Did you even watch the movie?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I could guarantee that something went wrong with Chris Evans switching the things. I knew it. As soon as he wasn't shown in the first fucking 20 minutes, I knew he was the bad guy.
All right, man.
And he's the fucking bad guy.
All right, man.
Minus the fact that the old dude was just like, oh, I'm going to go out bad, so I'm just going to...
I thought it was a great movie that had a lot of mystery.
It was edited really well.
I thought you couldn't discover who it was. I thought the dialogue was great.
It
Daniel Craig was great.
Really well.
Cast
it was
great.
It was directed really well. The actors were great.
So what didn't you like?
Pacing was really good.
It's made purposely tropey.
Yeah.
So you don't get mad when they use tropes.
Right.
It's great. What didn't you like? It was a fantastic movie.
I just knew where it was going.
You just hate Rian Johnson.
I did. I never
admit
said
it.
I hate it.
Admit you hate him.
No.
Admit you
I
hate
said
him.
It wasn't a
admit
bad movie.
You hate what he did to
it's
Luke
a good
Skywalker.
Movie. It's a good movie. I just don't. I didn't. It's not great.
It's great.
I won't remember it. I won't rewatch it.
But if they do a sequel starring Kentucky Fried
it.
Daniel
yes,
Craig
absolutely.
With a whole different mystery.
Because, goddamn it, Kentucky Fried.
He's great, Craig. Dude, right?
It's so good. It's so good. I love that part. That was the only reason I kept watching.
You know, speaking of Kentucky Fried Daniel Craig, I do have, where is it? This right here. Now, this I have not watched. It has 378 views. I believe this is a fan edit. This has the official theme song by Billie Eilish for No Time to Die,
mm-hmm.
the next James Bond movie, which has Ana de Armas, the lady from Knives Out, and Daniel Craig in it.
Okay.
The main lady,
yeah.
She's the Bond girl in this movie.
Really?
And I have not seen this. I don't know how good it is.
And think it's a fan edit?
I think it's a fan edit. I think it is. I think it's all the trailers put together to the new Billie Eilish song.
Why would I betray you?
We all have our secrets. We just didn't get to yours yet.
You think they stole those sound effects from Call of Duty? Because it sounded exactly like Call of Duty's guns. Menace knows
the
what I'm talking about.
The world is arming faster than we can respond.
Where's 007?
He's on a boat.
I need a favor, brother. You're the only one I trust for this.
Why do you think this is fan-edit?
Well, I think it's a mashup.
What have you done, Commander Bond?
You were 00.
2 years. So stay in your lane. You get in my way, I will put a bullet in your knee. The one that works.
I thought you two would get along.
Name?
Bond. James Bond.
So you're not dead?
Hello, Q. I've missed you.
It's the most valuable asset this country has. If you feel yourself losing control, I'm not going to lose.
Are you not excited about this?
No.
Really?
Control.
James.
Hey, Menace.
You gave up everything
for her. I did. I invoked you. It's fragile,
when
dude.
If her secret finds its way out, it'll be the death of him. What is it?
I don't know what this is.
James Bond.
Does it look good to you, man?
License to kill.
I think those gun sound effects, Menace, are taken directly from Call of Duty.
I could be
sound exactly the same
reflection. Only your skills die with your body.
Mine will survive long after I'm gone. History isn't kind to men who play God.
See, here comes the Billie Eilish song, say. Sounds like a James Bond song. It's a fan edit.
Fool me once, fool me twice. I am death in paradise. I am
do you like Billie Eilish?
Yes.
Really?
I do. I mean, I have to be in a certain mood, but yes, I do enjoy her. She's very unique. She doesn't really sound like a lot of other stuff. It's weird to hear her sing. She doesn't usually sing. She does a lot of whisper talking.
Well, yeah, that's the thing I don't really get. Like, I get it, but it's not for me.
Minnis says, all I know is that Raimi said yes to this as long as his motivation was religion-based, or was not religion-based. Okay. Interesting. I don't know, man. That looks awesome to me.
Really?
It's the last Daniel Craig Bond movie. It's got Fragile in it. It's got Freddie Mercury in it.
It broke me with the last movie, man. I don't care anymore. Don't care anymore.
You gotta watch them all again. Watch them all again. I'm telling you. Here's what you do. Here's what you do, man. Watch Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace back to back. Don't take a break. Watch them back to back.
Right.
Okay? Then watch Spectre.
Skyfall.
Well, yeah, Skyfall. Then watch the last one, Spectre, half and half. Split it into two. It'll feel better. It's just too long.
It'll feel better?
It'll feel better. It's a good movie. It's just too long. As soon as you see Dave Bautista, turn it off. Okay. And then start it over. Gotcha. It's really like two movies. Like, the first half of it's like this mystery, and then the second half is just Dave Bautista chasing him around. Until he ends up in the desert. It's too long.
I don't remember him being in the desert.
He's literally in the desert the entire last 45 minutes of the movie. He's at Nazi man's compound.
Thought that was in the snow.
No. The snow's before that. The snow's where he meets Fragile.
As soon as the plane skis down a mountain, that's where I lose it.
Well, you can stop there, too. It's a cool action scene. It just doesn't fit with the rest of the movie. I'm telling you, the movie is good. It's too long. It's badly edited. Someone didn't slap Sam Raimi, or who made it, Sam Mendes, and said, there's too much in here. He had too much money. He had too much time. He had too much freedom. He needed a better editor.
Interesting.
I'm telling you, it's good. And this one will be good, too. Because there's no way they gave Kooky Kooky Fukunuka a bunch of money because no one knows who he is yet.
Yeah, who?
Kooky Fukunuka. That's his name, dude.
All right. It's going to be bad.
Shut your lips, dude. It's going to be great.
It's going to be bad.
You want to talk about Taskmaster's full look? It's finally been revealed. Do you care at all?
I think that's from the movie?
Yeah, that's the Black Widow movie, Taskmaster. You think
when
it's cool?
When does that come out? March?
May 1st, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's got the Avengers time slot?
Yes. Well, it's the first movie since Avengers.
Shit.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. I mean, it's...
It's got the fucking Star Trek sword.
It does. Honestly, I don't think I ever look at superhero outfits go, that's awesome. You know, like,
no, because they've gotten to a point where they all of them look awesome.
I feel anyone in Hollywood, you could design a superhero suit if you wanted.
Yes,
because they're all, they talk about tropes, they all look the same pretty much.
It's all just a whole
he looks like a Destiny hunter.
Yeah.
Oh,
that looks like a video game.
He looks like a hunter from Destiny. If you give him a shield.
Once you pulled this up immediately, I was like, oh no, a new fucking, kind of Overwatch, but also the other one. What's the other one? Apex.
Okay. You think he's from Apex?
Yeah.
I could see that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm playing Doom right now, and, the guy who's in charge of the Mars complex where all the demons come up is like this. I don't know if he's an AI or if he's real or whatever. He's a robot. He's the same guy who voices the new robot character in Apex. It's the exact same character. It really kind of ruins the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I don't get how there's not more voice actors.
Dude, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
It's weird, right? You want to hear about a big brain moment that literally will get no appreciation because it doesn't matter that much?
Sure.
So, Apex Legends. They came out when they first announced Season 4 and what new gun was coming and what changes were happening to the map, and they announced a new character. The character they announced was not Revenant, the monster, the robot we got. Okay, it was another character called Forge, who was like an MMA fighter. Okay. It was big and bulky. And then they did like this whole 2-week-long campaign about how Forge was going to show up, but he was going to do all this stuff, and he was the new character. Like, they played it straight, like he's the new character. And then they released a video where he's being interviewed on TV about joining the Apex games and how he's like going to translate his MMA to like being an Apex fighter, and then Revenant stabs him live on the air. And that's how Revenant takes over. That's like the lore that they did. And I was like, I know that Forge is a jebate because Revenant hosted the Halloween event the previous year. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we knew he was a character. And we knew who the voice actor was because he had voice lines in that. And I knew it was the guy because he also does the voice of Reinhardt in Overwatch. And so I recognize him instantly. I'm like, that's Darren DePaul. That's the guy who does the voice. And so I also immediately recognized that Darren DePaul did the voice of Forge in the interview, but it was just his regular voice. Like, it wasn't anything special. He was just talking in his natural voice. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's Darren DePaul talking in his natural voice. And then when he got stabbed by Revenant, I'm like, Forge is a jebait because they're not going to hire a voice actor to do two different characters. They're not going to hire the same voice actor to do this guy and this guy.
Right.
So it's clearly they just cut budget, and they're like, can you just voice the guy he kills too? Like, and all these people on the Reddit are like, I think they're going to give us both, man. I'm just sitting here like, they are not, because they would hire a different voice actor. It's the same guy. Like, how are you all so blind?
Wow.
But then I don't know how many million a billions are. Or billion the millions are. So, you know.
Yeah, a million millions is a trillion, I believe.
I don't know, man. Who cares? It's a lot. You want to talk about popular sandwiches?
Dude, I had a club sandwich today.
I honestly just like this infographic.
It was the best thing I've ever eaten.
Club sandwich?
Yeah.
Right here, dude. So this has... Is that supposed to be shrimp?
I think it's mayonnaise.
Oh, that's what it is. Mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, bacon, bread, toast. Mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, bacon, bread, toast. See, I've never had a club that had multiple pieces of bread. Is that chicken? That's chicken, isn't it? That's like, what that is.
Yeah.
That's turkey. That's a piece of turkey. It's mayonnaise,
yeah,
lettuce.
It
it's lannaise. Lannaise.
You doing okay?
No. But, like, look at all these weird sandwiches, dude. Like, you ever had a Piadina Roman Magola?
I mean, that looks exactly like the barbecue chicken pita that I get at, or that I got at Panera before they removed it.
What about a franciscina?
Nope.
What about a panini?
I've had a panini.
What about a tortas?
I don't know what a tortoise is.
I believe it's a hard-shelled animal. Tortoise. You get it? It didn't laugh, so I didn't know. What about grilled cheese, man? Are you surprised by how many American sandwiches are on here? Like, does that speak to our ingenuity or our gluttony?
Definitely the second one.
Definitely the gluttony.
Dude, roast beef sandwich is good.
Yeah, dude, all sandwiches are good.
Submarine sandwich is good.
Yeah.
The Reuben's good.
Yeah, they're all good. What are you talking about?
All the other country ones are weird.
Chris has had this banh mi before. She loves it. She goes, you should get that at Witch Witch.
What even is on it?
Well, cucumbers... Red tomatoes.
Onions. Jalapenos. I don't know what that next one is.
That's crab. And then okay. And then turkey or chicken. And
oh,
then
yeah.
Lettuce.
If you got crab on it,
yeah. I mean. So it's like a seafood. It's like a spicy seafood sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what it is. And like, I've never had a Piadina Magola, but like, it looks good. Looks like it's got like pastrami and like cream cheese and tomatoes. Looks great. I'd eat that.
There are a lot of American sandwiches on here, though.
I want a sandwich. You want to end the show, go sandwiches?
There's no good sandwich shops.
What do you mean, dude?
There's not any good ones. Where do you go if you want a sandwich?
You know where I go to get sandwiches? Mm-hmm. Chris and I literally, you know where we get sandwiches now?
Where at?
Quick Trip. Our convenience store. Mm. Dude, they're good and they're cheap.
All right. I mean, I've had their Italian, and it's pretty good, but it's
what's better?
Plant sub is better.
Plant sub is good, yeah. Like, twice the money, but yeah, it's good.
I like the spicy Italian from Subway, honestly.
Oh, God.
I got the spicy Italian from, or the Italian sub from Quiznos the other day.
Okay. Where's Quiznos even at?
There's one on the
east
side.
Like, the way over there at Webb? Yeah,
I get it. I got a DoorDash to me.
Dude. Was it glorious?
No, it wasn't. Oh. It wasn't.
That's why they all closed.
You know why? It's because the only one that I like is that weird-ass fucking sandwich I used to get. It's bread,
is that where you used to go
and
we would get the Italian,
yeah,
but it would only be pepperoni and cheese? Yeah, I remember that.
Dude, that was the bomb. That's what I'm ordering next time I order Quiznos.
Yeah, why wouldn't you order that?
Well, because I'm an adult now, so I'm like, I like veggies. But that I got their Italian, it was not that good.
Dude, you should have got the Quiznos, the one I get, dude, the turkey. It's the turkey ranch. Something turkey ranch. I don't think it's bacon. It might be turkey bacon ranch.
Turkey bacon ranch, yeah.
Is that one?
That's
it's
the thing.
So good, dude. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. I would eat that off your butthole.
No, I go to Subway, I get wheat bread, and then I get chicken, diced chicken.
Do you know their chicken isn't even real chicken? Did you hear about that?
No.
That their chicken is like 50% chicken and 50% like soy byproduct?
No.
Yeah. And the because there was a study done that said what fast food restaurant has the best meat. And so they did like McDonald's, Subway, Burger King, all these places. And Subway came back like 50% chicken. And Subway sued them for slander or whatever. And they went to court and then they ran an independent study. And the court, like the defense paid for it. And it came back accurate. So Subway lost.
Well, shit.
I mean, if it tastes good, who cares?
But. Well, I mean, it tastes good, but you know what? One thing you don't want as a dude who's trying to not... A dude who takes testosterone and needs to level his hormones, you know what the one thing that you don't want?
What's that?
Is fucking soy, because it's got a shit ton of estrogen in it.
There it is.
And so it throws off everything.
It may not be soy. Let me read. Canadian Investigative Consumer Program ordered DNA analysis...
Half soy! I just saw
several fast food chicken sandwiches concluded that...
Motherfucker!
Subway's chicken was only half meat, the other half soy.
Dude, they're trying to make every man in America a woman. That's what's happening.
What?
Every transgender in America has been eating Subway constantly, just got fed a whole shit ton of estrogen.
Are you saying that if you were somehow able to do a study of transgenders, you would find that they all had in common the restaurant they ate more often was Subway? They ate Subway chicken all the time.
See, this right here, what I just said right there?
Uh-huh.
It's called a joke.
Yes, I understood. Okay, yeah, good. So that's why I played sense. Along with you okay, to good. Reinforce it.
Gotcha.
So, where are your boobs at? Right here, baby. Come get them.
They're there, Rin.
Yeah, but...
Has your dick shrunk?
Soy, dude. The allegation that our chicken is only 50% chicken is 100% wrong, Subway president and CEO Suzanne Greco said in a statement.
Uh-huh. Don't like soy, man.
People think they're doing themselves a favor and making themselves a healthy choice, but from a sodium perspective, you might as well eat a big portion of poutine.
What the fuck is poutine?
It's a Canadian dish with french fries, gravy, and cheese curds.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
All right, well, I'm not eating at Subway again.
Well, Subway says that the chicken strips and roasted chicken at Subway contain less than 1% soy protein to help stabilize the texture and moisture, is what they said. Okay, the oven roasted... Oh, here we go. On this episode of Chair Friday, the show found that dishes from McDonald's, Wendy's, A&W, and Tim Hortons restaurants in Canada came in at 80% and 90% chicken. The meat was tested without any sauce or condiment, but seasoning and marinating would keep any chicken down from a pure 100% result. Subway's dishes were an outlier. The oven roasted chicken scored 53.6% chicken, and the chicken strips were found to have just 42.8% chicken. The rest, soy. So you had the one that's 40-60, chicken soy.
Yeah.
Sucks, man.
I think. I don't really know how they determine.
Hey, April, what's up?
Because Subway has, like, the big long pieces. Wouldn't you consider those strips, then?
If they're like this big?
Do they have grill marks on them?
I think so.
Then I would say those are the strips, because okay. the oven roasted wouldn't have grill marks.
It would be diced chicken?
Yeah.
Okay. Then that's what I get. But still, regardless, 50%, that's not great. Awesome. My life is a lie. When I ask for chicken, you would think I would get chicken.
Well, you do. You're getting chicken.
Did I ask for soy?
Did you not ask for it?
What are they going
to
do?
When you go to Subway, just ask them to cut a chicken in half, two pieces in half, and put them together, and then you'll get 100% chicken. Because 50% of it's soy, so if you cut it in half, you get 100% chicken.
Ren, the transgender thing is a joke.
Bass heard that.
It was a joke. However, if you are trying to build muscle, it's not great. From what I've heard.
You really rattled Ren, didn't you?
I did. He likes soy.
You can eat soy. Well, he's vegan.
That's fine, man.
Yeah.
Live your life.
I mean, he's also...
Live your pathetic, like very thin-boned life.
Yeah, he's
life.
Small.
Like,
he's
it's
small.
Fine. You want to break your leg walking downstairs, that's okay. But if you want strong, hard muscles and bones, like a red-blooded American male, you got to eat the souls of immigrants.
Why didn't we end 10 minutes ago? It's always when April arrives.
It's a joke!
You start going down
this road. It's a fucking joke! It's a fucking joke.
Keep saying that, man. I'm sure they'll roll that under the...
Do you think I eat the souls of immigrants?
I'll see this on Fox News on the crawl. It was a joke. Do you think I eat the souls of immigrants?
They'll take out "do you think" and then I...
No, not on Fox. Oh, okay. They'll do that on Mad Al, but not on Fox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What did you come into, April? I don't even know how to explain what's happening.
You got a lot of links up there, man. Let's keep
all going. Of those links up there are all things we've opened during this show. We're done.
No.
Yes.
No.
The only other one I have is Donald Trump is the 10th highest paid athlete based on how much us taxpayers have paid for him to golf. That's the only other article I have. And then I have Matt Damon's haircut, Jake Gyllenhaal,
and incel. What's the
other one?
The other way.
What do you mean? We've talked about all of these, dude. Batman.
Yep.
Iron Mask. No Time to Die, Robert Downey Jr. Deepfake, Rick Moranis, Knives Out, Taskmaster, Sandwich, Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Matt okay. Damon, Jake Gyllenhaal, Tipping Intensifies, Witcher, Bill Gates' Money,
You're
our
right.
ad, the actual ad, Jackie Chan's Forbidden Kingdom, and Subway's Chicken. That's it right there.
All
right,
we're done.
That's the entire show. We covered it all.
We're good. We're done.
Okay.
We've done 32 more minutes of content than we should have.
We've done an hour and 32 more minutes of content than we should have. In fact, I'm going to include the intro in there. We've done 1 hour, 42 minutes, and 54 seconds more of content than we should have.
Okay. Yeah, we can.
Yeah. All right, guys. Are we doing a show next Thursday?
Sure.
What is next Thursday? Is it still February next Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
It is, right? Because it's leap year. We get the 29th, too.
Yay.
You ever just look at the calendar and just go,
fuck my life?
Time sucks, dude.
Yeah, man.
I went and helped my uncle, my dad's brother, who's 10 years, he's 8 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
He's 8 years older than I am, and I'm 8 years older than my next oldest sibling, my sister. That's kind of weird. It's my dad's brother, okay? So, like, I'm closer in age to him than my dad is.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. Anyway, that's beside the point. He's moved from Oklahoma City, down where April is, up to here. You know the house by the Y that has the fish mailbox?
Which Y?
The north one.
No. I don't. I haven't been out there in years.
What?
I haven't
been out
there
in years. The
nice Y? Yeah, I don't go there.
Okay, well,
it's too far a drive.
He moved there.
Okay.
Anyway, to the fish mailbox.
Poor decision.
It's a bad decision.
Anywhere here is a poor decision.
But I went and helped him move. Okay? It was a cluster, but I'm not getting into that. What I wanted to talk about is, let me think, because I forgot what my point was. Oh, time. My dad's other brother, who is younger than my dad, but older than the brother that moved. Okay. They have a daughter that I haven't seen since she was in diapers.
Okay.
And she's like 22 now.
Jesus.
And I thought she was my dad's sister's daughter because of how old she was. And my mom's like, no, it's this person. And I'm like, who? They're like, it's Denny's daughter. And I just realized time just sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just.
It's a killer, man.
I hate it.
If we could just solve gravity, though, we can.
We spin the world backwards, right? We go back in time?
Yeah. I don't think that's how that works, but yeah. Let's do it.
It's fun getting old. It's just. It's easier for me to understand people growing up. Like, my sister growing up is weird because I remember her being a baby because I was so old when she was born that I remember her as a baby. And so, like, it's less weird for me to see her grow up and get married this year than it is for me to, like, the last time I saw the woman, she was in diapers. And now she's drinking age.
Yeah.
And the time span between that feels like this. That's what got me. Mm-hmm. Not like if I was like slowly watching her grow up.
It's really weird because the future seems so far away.
Exactly.
But then the past you can immediately go back to within a second. And it's just
Like we're going to be sitting here in 2025.
Oh, I won't.
Thinking back to 2020 episode. Yes, you will. No. Where are you going?
Kansas City.
You ain't going to be there.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Mm-hmm. No. No, you're
two
not.
2 years, Kansas City.
Why 2 years now?
Brit's job, man.
No.
Yep.
No. You're not allowed to date her then, because you're not allowed to leave until I do. So.
2 years.
No, you got to stay here.
How much longer you got? Seven?
I'm leaving it in 2030.
10 more?
Yeah. I got to wait till Aaron's 18. Oh, wait. That's wrong. He's 10.
Yeah.
It's like 2028. Math is difficult. You can make it, dude. 2028, man.
8 more years? Fuck that.
Come on, man. It'll go by like this, dude. How old will you be in eight years?
I will be in Colorado before you are.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
You better be getting my ranch ready.
Yeah, I'm not invited to that ranch.
You're right. You get it ready for me. I show up. You leave.
I'm going to shoot you.
You won't. I'm a rancher.
But you're on my ranch.
No, you're on my ranch.
So you're going to pay for the ranch that you want me to build and get ready for you.
Yes. And then when I show up, you leave.
I think by the law, that makes it my ranch.
I think by the law, whoever's the rancher gets to decide, because that's how this country was formed.
At that point in time, I will be more a rancher than you
are. No, you won't.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
Because I built a ranch. What have you done?
I got a Stetson.
I have one, too.
I'll have 2 Stetsons.
I have 2 Stetsons.
I'll have 3.
Then you beat me. You fucking win. I give up.
Oh, April says I was 13 when my brothers were. My youngest brother, I was 12 when he was born. And then Gritty says I have an aunt and an uncle who are both younger than me. I have several. Because my dad's mother remarried and then had like 8 more kids. So he has like... He has, like, I think 6 or 7 half-siblings, and I think all of them are younger than me. I think the youngest one is, like, 14.
Jesus. Fuck that. Your dad's mother?
Hey, nice. Anyone who cares in chat, John Avocado's baby is coming, chat. It's here.
Did you say your dad's mother?
Yeah.
Had babies 14 years ago.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. How old's your dad?
He's 50, I think. I think he turns 50 in a few days.
So how old's your mom? When'd she have that 14-year-old?
Not my mom.
Not your mom, but his mom.
I don't know.
She would have had to have been 18.
Okay.
Maybe.
She could have been 16. It's Western Kansas, dude. She could be half bull for all I know!
Regardless, that makes her 52 when she had that kid.
Okay. People can have babies that old, dude.
No, you shouldn't.
Look at John McCain and John McCain's daughter. He had that baby when he was 74 or something, dude.
That's fine. The woman
Oh, it's different for women.
Yes.
Because you can't handle their dried up old you.
The womb cannot handle that amount of things. It's the going out of business cell. What was that?
This is the non-joke Parks and Rec. This is the non-joke.
It's from Parks and Rec.
Okay,
so technically it is a joke.
Yeah, but you didn't mean it as a joke.
It's from Parks and Rec.
You were actually
I only base my entire life knowledge off of TV shows.
Okay, that's probably not a good idea.
And the internet.
It's probably not a good idea.
It's worked out so far.
All right, let's leave before you say anything else. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. All right, guys, we're going to leave. We'll be back, though, on next Thursday, February 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern time, just like usual. Unless we decide not to. It's possible.
It's possible.
But unlikely.
Sure.
You'll miss us too much. Thanks to Z-Swigs for subscribing for 28 months.
Yeah, man. Thank that dude.
Really appreciate his support
of
the channel.
You know what? I don't care.
What?
That guy can go burn in a ditch. I really don't.
You know, I know a little something about that guy, and he'd probably prefer that. So, oh, we should probably play the music. I'm so used to, like, ending my stream with built-in music.
We can just end.
This one I have to put on.
I kind of like just ending in silence.
You just want to end?
Yeah.
Like a real podcast would just end.
We're just ending.
Okay.
Here it goes.
It feels dirty, but we'll do it. Okay, guys, thanks for watching. Everything at SaintTheColby.com. We love you.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you later. Bye.